ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयं श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। So we saw in the previous day Krishna speaking about jnani being able to know or experience the various states, various changes that happen for the jiva, that happen to the jiva. So we also saw the jiva as mamevamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah. So reflection, jiva is a reflection of consciousness of Ishvara in one's intellect. Intellect or antakaranam. So Krishna explained about the jiva, how the jiva goes from transmigration of the jiva, so sannyasam, samsaram continues, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, that continues over and over again until a person realizes. So after explaining about what would happen or what happens with respect to the jiva, how birth or rebirth happens, Krishna also spoke, like as we said, he spoke about a jnani being a witness, so that he knows whatever is happening with respect to the jiva. And similarly is the case of people whose minds are purified. Any person whose mind is purified, yatum to yoginaschainam pashyantyatmanyavastitam. So there Krishna said that a person who's a yogi whose mind is purified, such a person also will be able to witness the Atman, witness his own self. He will able to witness his own self means he will also be able to witness the jiva, the changes in the jiva. So after explaining that, Krishna gets back onto the all pervasive truth, that truth which was termed earlier as Adya Purushaha, or that padam yadgatvana nivartante. So that padam, so Krishna gets back onto that. So the next four shlokas are, as Shankara says, it is vibhuti samkshepam. So samkshepam means brief summary, and vibhuti means the manifestations of Ishvara. So that means here Krishna is going to explain that padam, that Atman state which jnanis are there or yogis strive for, that state which is beyond the world, that state which is blissful, that state attaining which there will be no return, a person will go beyond sukha dukkham, and that state without attaining which the jiva transmigrates from birth to birth. So that is being explained. So vibhuti samkshepam, or vibhuti itself, how can we briefly or in few words, how can we speak about the vibhuti or the glory or manifestation of Ishvara. So the best way to explain the vibhutis or the powers of Ishvara is Sarvam Brahmamayam. So that is the simplest way to explain the glory of Ishvara. The glory of Ishvara is that whatever is present is Ishvara only. Nama Rupa Bhedam is there. Things are different with respect to names and forms, but the truth, the essential principle is one and the same. Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam Namam Cheti Amsha Panchakam. Adhyatrayam Brahma Rupam. Brahma Rupo Jagad Rupam Tato Dvayam. So any object that we take that has five components to it, first three are Sat, Chit and Anandam, and then Nama, Rupam, name and form. So any object that we see has existence, it exists. So Sat is there, Chit is also there because there is a light on it. It is being illuminated, therefore Chit has fallen upon it, Chit is there. And Anandam is also there, that is why that Anandam Paramartha, following Vidyaranya, says that terms that Anandam as Vishaya Anandam. So Vishaya Anandam, the happiness in Vishayas, in external objects, so that has Anandam, though it is just a part, it is just an infinitesimal portion or part of Atma Anandam or Brahma Anandam, Anandam of Ishvara. So that is also there, and along with that a name and a form. So Satchidanandam is Brahman, that is the essential or essence of everything that we see. Whatever we see is essentially Brahman, essentially Ishvara, and Nama Rupa Bhedam is always there. The name and form are different. So the name and form differentiates one object from another, whereas essentially both are the same. So in mathematics, we may use two variables, x and y. So we use two variables, like just because we like it, so we use two variables. But x, the value of x is 10, the value of y is also 10. So essentially both are same, just a name. The name is different, that's it. Nothing else is, or it doesn't have any reality. And name and form don't have any reality, they are just illusions. That's where the Shastras give example of mud, objects made of mud, as well as objects made of gold. So various gold ornaments. So all of those ornaments are different from one another. But the difference is only with respect to name and form. It is essentially gold. If we take it to a goldsmith, then he doesn't get distracted into name and form. He finds them as gold alone. So if we go to the goldsmith and say, like, I want a new fashion, normal example, I want a new fashion, or I have a necklace already, so I want to make a bracelet out of it, can you do that? And the goldsmith will immediately take it and give us back as a bracelet. So for him, he sees all gold ornaments as gold because he knows that they are gold. So it is called Kanaka Yeka Mahabuddhi. That Mahabuddhi, the great intellect wherein a person sees everything as gold, that is the vision of the goldsmith. And that vision has to be extended to the world. And when it is extended to the world, a person has Brahmaika Mahabuddhi, that everything is Brahman alone. And that is what Krishna said in the 7th chapter, whatever we saw as Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is nothing different from me here. So in order to explain that glory of Ishvara being everything, whatever is there is essentially Ishvara, the simplest way to do that is just give some examples. So for mud, showing that all objects made of mud are mud alone, Shankara in Brahmajnana Valimala, he says Gata Kudya Adikam Sarvam Rattika Matramevahi Tadvat Brahma Jagat Sarvam Iti Vedanta Dindima. Gata Kudya Adikam, Gadam Kudyam and Adikam, etc. So that means they are also, in order to show that all objects made of mud, a mud pot or a mud wall, are essentially mud. Shankara uses two examples. Just says mud, pot and wall. The rest are meant. So that means in order to explain that everything is essentially one, some examples, so often examples have to be used, like A, B, and then etc. So that is what the Lord tries to do in the next four shlokas. Of course, all those are what we already learnt in the seventh chapter as Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is nothing different from me here, O Arjuna. O Arjuna, there is nothing different from me. I alone exist. And there also he enumerated a lot of things. Here the enumeration with respect to is a different perspective, but it's the same. So at least the 12th shloka which we have to deal today, so 12, 13 and 14 is almost the same, just different examples. 15th shloka is a bit important one, where Krishna not just gives an example, but he also tries to point us to few truths. So in the 12th shloka, Krishna says, Yada aditya gatam tejo jagad bhasayate kilam yat chandramasi yat chagnav tat tejo viddhi mamakam. So yat aditya gatam tejaha, whatever shining or illumining power is there in aditya, whatever power is there inside aditya, which jagat bhasayate akilam, which illumines the entire world, and yat chandramasi, whatever such a power is there in chandra and agnav and in agni as well, tat tejah, that tejam mamakam viddhi, know that to be mamakam, my power. So that means I am the person who shines through all of these. So I am the one who shines through all of these. This is almost the same thing that Krishna says in the fourth chapter. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavanaham avyayam. So Krishna says to Arjuna that this knowledge that I am imparting to you is traditional, and it has been imparted this knowledge to Surya, and it was handed down by from generation to generation. So there Arjuna gets a doubt, how is this valid that you are this body, you are this particular person, then how is it possible that you taught sun? It is not possible. I don't think it is possible. So there, in response to Arjuna's statement, Krishna says that know that like we have gone through many births, but I know all of them. I know that I am essentially Ishvara. So all those births, whatever births are happening, all those are one Ishvara. Ajo pisan avyayatma bhutanam Ishvaro pisan prakritim swamadishtaya sambhavami atma maya. So there are people who go behind the words of Ishvara. After that particular shloka, I think fifth shloka of fourth chapter, fifth or I think seventh or something. After that, the famous shloka of Paritranaya Sadhunam as well as Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya. Many people just quote that shloka and just hold on to that shloka. Should remember that shloka is not the essence. Before that, Krishna says that Ajo Opi San Avyayatma, I am Ajah. Ajam means without any birth. I am without birth, but still Prakritim Swamadishtaya, I depend on my illusory power of Maya, and Sambhavami Atma Maya, by my own Maya power, I become many or appear to be many. So there itself the answer people who think that, oh, the world is going into Kali Yuga, now Ishvara has to come and restore whatever is lost in the world. Ishvara is not a super cop. He is not Superman or He-Man to come into the world and restore the world. He knows, clearly he knows that there is no world at all. Restoration of the world is not at all possible. He'll be there for people who need help. He will be there. He is there. So one way of putting it is, he will be there, but he is always there. Ishvara, whatever we see is Ishvara. Whatever we see as the world is Ishvara. Whatever powers, whatever objects we see as existing, all those are Ishvara. All those will help us out if we really seek Ishvara. What is required is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Aham Tva Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchah. Renounce everything and then seek me. If you seek me, then I'll protect you, I'll save you from all sins. Because if we seek Ishvara, then there is no sin. Sin itself means papam. Papam means arises out of action, karma. Papa karma. If we do bad deeds, then we will get papam, papa phalam. Sins. There is no karma at all, because karma arises out of duality. There is no duality. Everything is Ishvara. Then where can there be sins? There is no sin. So Ishvara alone is present everywhere, and Krishna mentions that again and again in almost all the chapters. Aham kratur aham yajna swadaham aham aushadam mantroham ahameva jim aham agnir aham utham pitaham asya jagatah mata data pitamahah vedyam pavitram omkara riksama yajurevacha gatir bharta prabhusakshi nivasa sharanam sahrit. Suhrit. So in the 9th chapter, I don't want to enter into that. In the 9th chapter, I think 16th or 17th shloka, around that, somewhere around that 14th or I think probably 16th shloka. 2-3 shlokas, Krishna explains that I am this, I am this, I am this. So many places Krishna has explained that very clearly, that whatever is there is me alone. But some people don't want to listen to it. They just ignore it and then speak about everything else. So here Krishna says clearly that whatever power is there behind sun, moon, agni, etc., I am that power. And he continues that gama vishyacha bhutani dharayam yaham ojasa pushnami chaushadihi sarvaha somo bhutva rasatmakah. O Arjuna, gama avishyacha bhutani dharayami aham ojasa. So I enter into this earth and I provide the vital power for earth to survive. I give strength, viryam and all to this entire world. After entering into this earth, I give vitality, I give power to people on earth. And pushnami chaushadihi sarvaha, aushadihi sarvaha pushnami. I nourish aushadihi. So aushadi, one of the meaning of aushadi, which is very common these days, is medicine. But aushadi means plants or trees, not trees, plants is the right meaning. So I nourish plants by being somaha or chandra. Science agrees that Chandra, it's moon's, the essence from moonlight that nourishes plants which are beneath the soil. So I nourish all of them, and all those are used by people for food. Food, we get food out of, most of the food we get from soil. So I am the source behind that. So it means I help. And what about food then? Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrutaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, I am like, I become Vaishvanara, I am Vaishvanara. So here Vaishvanara is not an, Vaishvanara is also used with respect to the three jivas or three avastas. So here Vaishvanara means Jataragni. That is the direct meaning for it. Jatara Agni means there is an Agni inside us. And that Agni is used by people to digest food. So, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, I become Vaishvanara Jatara Agni, and I get situated in Praninam Deham Ashrutaha. I get situated in the body of all beings. And thereby, that Jatara Agni is the power behind Pranapana Samayuktaha. I help Pranapana, I become Pranapana, or along with Pranapana, Pachami means digest. Annam, annam food, chaturvidam, four types of food. So it is like annam or food that we partake can be categorized as four. So one is bhojyam. So bhojyam means that which is chewed. And bhakshyam. So bhakshyam is that which is drunk or we drink. Choshyam. Choshyam is something which is, I think I may have forgotten the meaning here. So, anybody remembers all the four? Okay, I think then no. So, bhojyam, one is eating or chewing. Second is like directly drinking, and then there is one called choshyam, which is kind of in a way sucking, and then lehyam. So lehyam means it is kind of to be, okay, lehyam, I don't remember exactly how I can explain it in or translate it in English, but obviously we know lehyam, we would have had lehyam, Ayurveda bases itself on lehyam. So there are the four types of food are with respect to how we the food goes into our mouth. So few we have to chew or bite, and then we just suck or we just gulp. So those are the different types that are there that are available. And so they say that it's not very important. It's good like if we can find out somewhere from net and then understand as to each of those and each of the difference between each of those. So all those, like whatever is there, all the types of food that a person intakes, person has in or like eats, that is digested by Jataragni and Jat Jataragni. I am the Jataragni. I am Vaishvanara. I become Vaishvanara, and then I help in digesting food. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to find out the meaning of the four types of annam. So the first three, like bhojyam means that which is chewed. Bhakshyam means that which is swallowed or gulped, we can say. Choshyam is that which is like by sucking we eat it. And then lehyam is something which is licked. So that's what the meaning I can find in one of the Shankara Bhashya translation. So bhakshyam. Bhojyam, Bhakshyam, Choshyam and Lehyam. It's not important, but it's good. Like when we are learning something, it's better to learn it completely or the right way rather than just the essence. Essence is important, but many times it's also important to know or at a lower level, whatever we need to know, it's also essential. So we may be It is important to know as to where we are driving, but it may also be important to know the route if we don't have a GPS. Of course, if we have a GPS, then it's easy. Else, it might be essential. So, sorry for the distraction. So, I am Jataragni. So, this Vaishvanara or Jataragni that is there inside all beings and which digests food. So what does all this mean? So all this means that sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah. I reside in the heart of all beings. So here heart, Shankara interprets hridi as buddhi. So that's why Paramartha supports hridayam as something which is mind or kind of buddhi. But hridayam is not just mind. Hridayam is a little more complicated than the mind or intellect. Hridayam is when a person's mind is purified and intellect is focused. So that's how Chinmaya gives the explanation for Hridayam or heart as a place where the emotions of the mind merge with the intellectual conviction. So when both merge, when the intellect and the mind merge, it is a blend. We can also say it is a blend of male and female. So men are more intellectual, women are more emotional, when both merge, that is when Hridayam, the place where we can very easily realize or apprehend Ishvara, that happens. So I reside in the heart of all beings. So if we want, we can take heart here as Buddhi, but ultimately what it means is that I am the essence of all beings. So I am the essence of all beings. I am all beings. So the difference is only with respect to Nama Rupam. I am everything. And then Mattaha Smritihi Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So various qualities of Hridayam. Of Buddhi. So various Buddhi or the intellect or my mental emotions, various powers or emotions that are there in the mind, that also I am. So it is what he says, Mattaha, from me. Mattaha means from me. From me, Smritihi Jnanam Apohanam. So a person, an individual or all beings get Smriti. Smriti means memory or remembrance. We can say Jnanam means knowledge. Apohanam. Apohanam means the loss of knowledge or forgetting, we can say here. So forgetting, apohanam, all those are from me. That means I am the power behind all those. So these are few of the characteristics of antakaranam. So smriti, memory, jnanam, apohanam, forgetting, all those are emotions that are displayed in the antakaranam. So don't get confused with emotions and all those. It is just variations or changes of the antakaranam. So all those I am. And so if that is the case, like, where can we really know you? So Veda ischa sarvaihi ahameva vedhyo. So I can be known through the Vedas. Of course, Krishna doesn't say that here, but he uses Vedas, which means I can be known through the Vedas. So the Vedas, whatever is there in the Vedas, Vedaischa Sarvaihi, from in all the Vedas or from all the Vedas, Ahameva Vedyah, I am the subject matter of all scriptures. So here there is no confusion no doubt in the mind of Krishna that all the scriptures speak about one truth. Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti, that's what Rig Veda says. One truth is being explained in different ways, that's it. Everybody speak about that one truth, are speaking about that one truth, because that alone exists. What else can be spoken about? So all the scriptures speak about me. I am the subject matter of all scriptures. So this means Krishna says that even the Vedas, all the Vedas have me as the subject matter. Now what about those scriptural passages where it says you should do this, do that, do this upasana, do that dhyanam, do this karma? All those are required at the empirical level, but what is to be achieved through all those? Anandam. Ultimately, why does a person want to do Rajasuya Yajnam? He wants to get power. Why power? Because then I can live peacefully. Oh, I have controlled the entire world. Why did Alexander want to control the entire world? He thought controlling power will give him happiness. Of course, it didn't. So it is seeking happiness that all actions, Vaidika as well as Laukika, all actions are done. So that means the subject matter is definitely Ishvara. And in the scriptures, all those Vaidika karmas are for purifying the mind. So most of the scriptural Vaidika rituals or karma as well as Upasana have Ishvara as the focus. So any ritual that is done is considered as a yajna. And yajna, in yajna, Krishna says Brahma yajnam. Yajna where everything is Brahman. Even if we cannot think that way, and there is no yajna, there is no Vaidika karma without Agni. For us, For Laukika people, there is no action without sun. Oh no, I can do actions with light. Where do we get energy from? Oh, that is electricity. Electricity or fuel or all those are temporary. Energy source. We derive energy, or like all our energy source is from the sun. So sun is also Ishwarada Adityagatam Tejah. Krishna has already said. So whatever actions, Laukika as well happen, we are able to do that because of Ishwara being there. And in case of people, worldly people, they don't know this, they are not aware of it. Whereas in the Vaidika karmas, it is clearly mentioned about prostrating Ishwara. When a karma, when a ritual is started, prostrate Agni, prostrate Surya. All those are there, part of the ritual. Unfortunately, nowadays people don't even know. People don't even know that Sandhya Vandanam is worship of Brahman, worship of Ishwara, not just worship of Surya. At least there are people who know that Sandhya Vandanam, what is the deity of Sandhya Vandanam? Surya. If you ask people who have got Upanayanam, and then people who have been doing Sandhya Vandanam for many years, as to what is the deity for Gayatri Mantra, do you know? Oh, that is Gayatri Devi. They'll immediately say. A few days back, one of the Vadyars, one of the Vaidika priest, family priest, he came to confront my father regarding something. So when my father asked him the same question, he asked, okay, can you tell me who is the deity? Then he said Gayatri Devi. So people don't even know. It's not Gayatri Devi, it is Surya who is praised. And who is Surya? Asavaditya Brahma. Sandhya Vandanam itself has the shloka. Asau Aditya Brahma. This Aditya, this Surya is Brahman. Yada Aditya Gatam Tejah. So clearly it is there, but people don't know. So unfortunately, even Vaidika karmas have become like that. And that is the reason why there needs to be a better way of bringing or remembering Ishwara in our actions, and that is where Krishna and following Krishna, Ramana Maharshi and other Mahatmas have prescribed the path of Nishkama Karmam. Not Vaidika Karma, but Nishkama Karmam. Many times Vaidika Karma is also done seeking something. So Sakamam, karmas can be split into Sakamam and Nishkamam. Karma done seeking something in return, fulfillment of some desire, and karma done without any desire. Nishkama karmam purifies the mind. Sakama karmam leads to more and more. Karmana jatu kamaha kamanam upabhogena shamyate. Havisha Krishna vartmaiva bhueva abhivartate. So Manu says that if a person thinks he can just enjoy, do some sakama karmam and then enjoy those desires, let me fulfill them. If we think one desire will lead to another desire, which will lead to another desire, which will go on, it is like pouring ghee on fire. May think like fire will be extinguished, but it will burn more and more vigorously. So a person decides, oh, let me see what marriage is. So he gets married, just one desire. Once he gets married, let me have a child. Once he has a child, he has to take care of the child. And then child's marriage, and then child's marriage, and it will go on. So one desire, one small desire leads to, or fulfillment of one small desire leads to more and more desires, thereby taking us or immersing us in the ocean of samsara, from which return is very tough. We cannot come or get out of the samsara sagaram. Because why can't we get out of samsara sagaram? We can't know its nature clearly, so we can't know where it ends, where it starts. So unless we get to a spiritual master who tells that, okay, this is anityam, this is temporary, asukam, therefore get out of it. So karma is fine, but nishkama karma is more important. So anyway, here Krishna says that I am to be known through all the Vedas. I am the subject matter of all Vedas. And Vedantakrit, Veda with Eva Chaham. So Vedantakrit. So Vedantakrit means like originator of Vedanta. Or I am the person behind Vedanta. So here we can interpret it in two ways. Vedanta, we can say I am the originator of Upanishads, which means I am the originator of Vedas. Of course, the scriptures say that it is from Brahma that Brahma Devanam Prathamas Sambhabhuva. Mundaka Upanishad in the starting and many other Upanishads like Brihadaranyakam speak about Vedas being Ishvara's breath. Sa Brahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtam Jeshta Putraya Atarvaya Praha. So Brahma, Brahma created the Vedas and then imparted, passed them on to his son. So Vedantakrit, so that is one meaning. One meaning is that from me Vedanta or Vedas started. And the second meaning that we can say is Vedantam. What is Vedantam? So Vedantam means Vedanta has Brahman. So I am the originator of Brahman. That means I am Brahman. So I am originator of the knowledge about myself. So that means in an equivalent way we can say it means that I am all the scriptures, which is the same that Krishna said that Vedaischa Sarve Rahameva Vedyo. So I am, Shankara takes the meaning of I am Vedanta. Direct meaning is I am the originator of Vedanta. Vedanta has come from me and Vedavit Eva Chaham. So I am Vedavit, knower of Vedas also I am. So here this is kind of very beautiful. So Vedas were created by me. I am the subject matter of Vedas, and whoever knows the Vedas, that also I am. Which means, of course, anything with respect to Vedas, I am. The Vedas were created by me, which means they are me. And I am the subject matter in them, and who knows them, he is me only. So that's a proper ending to Vibhuti saying that everything, whatever is there, is Ishvara. So the meaning of all these four shlokas that we have dealt today is that everything, whatever is there here, sarvasya chaham hradi sannivishtaha, I am the essence of everything, whatever is there, that is me alone, there is nothing different here. Sarvam brahmamayam. And Mundaka Upanishad very clearly says this as Brahmevaham. I forgot the shloka now, but Mundaka Upanishad says that everything up, adaha brahmam. So below is Brahman, right is Brahman, left is Brahman. So whatever is there, it is only Brahman. So it's a beautiful way to put it. Left, right, up, top, bottom, front, back, everything. So there cannot be any better way to put it, but still people doubt. That is the nature of the world. So we have to always remember that whatever is there here is Ishvara alone. So anytime we forget Ishvara, that very moment we enter into samsara sagaram, and transmigration will happen as per what Krishna explained later about the jiva, and as Shankara says, punarapi jananam punarapi maranam. So again birth, again death, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, again into the womb of the mother. Iha samsare bahudustare, this samsaram is very tough to conquer, kripaya pare pahi murare. Like if a person surrenders onto Ishvara, by the grace of Ishvara, he will conquer Maya, conquer the samsara sagaram very easily. And that's the same thing that we learned, that Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratiya. My power of Maya is very tough to conquer. Mameva ye prapadyante, that person who completely surrenders on to me, ayam etam tarantite, that person or such people very easily conquer maya. They very easily are able to go beyond maya. So we have to always remember that everything, whatever we see, is Ishvara. There is nothing here but Ishvara alone exists. The difference is only with respect to name and form. So whenever we are doing any action, whenever we are perceiving something, whenever we are doing action, it doesn't matter what we are doing, but internally we have to remember that there is no duality at all. It is just Nama Rupam. Let the name and form remain for activities. Oh, let me talk now. There are many people now, so let me talk. But internally, who is talking? Brahman. Who is listening? Brahman. Who is going to benefit? Brahman. Whatever is there is Brahman alone. So whatever is there is no duality at all. Everything is Brahman. So that's where Krishna speaks about Brahma Yajnam, which we very well know. Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havi, Brahma Agnav, Brahmana Hutam, Brahmaiva Tena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. So Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Avihi. So whatever is there is Brahman. It's an yajna. In the yajna, whatever is offered is Brahman. Agni is Brahman. The ladle is Brahman. And then who is doing it? It is Brahman is doing it. For what? To attain Brahman. Then how is it done? Brahma Karma Samadhina. That everything is Brahman. With that Samadhina, through that Samadhi, this karma is done, this yajna is done. And the same thing is explained in the 9th chapter as yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam yat karoshi, whatever you do, yad ashnasi, whatever you eat, yad juhoshi, whatever you offer into fire or as a part of yajna, dadasi yat, whatever you give, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, whatever tapas you do, o kaunteya, all those tat kurushva madarpanam, offer it all on to me. And ananya shintayanto maam ye jana paryupasati tesham nithyabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. For such a person who has ananya bhajanam, who is always remembering me, who is remembering that everything is one Ishvara, and thereby offering everything unto me, for such Ishvara, like such a person, all his needs, I will take care of all his needs, because he is always focused on me. And that's what Krishna also says, as mai eva mana adatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdvam na samshayah. Fix your mind onto me. Remember me in your mind. Keep me in your mind. Remember me through your intellect, which means remember that I alone am present here. The duality is just name and form. I alone am present here. So remember that, and very soon you will merge onto me. You will become me, which means you will become Ananda Swarupam. You will ever rejoice and bliss. This doesn't mean action should not be done. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. O Arjuna, remember me at all times. Ma manusmara sarveshu kaleshu, at all times remember me. And yudhyacha, do whatever action you have to do, whatever is set, or we can say scripted for your role, do it to perfection. Add your own, whatever you want to add extra, you can do that. So when Tom Hanks is given a role, he goes the extra mile of adding his own comments to it, like Amir Khan. So even though there is a script, like, and he is given a particular role, he portrays it. While portraying it, he tries to change it or add things to it. Similarly, we can, like, though we have a role, our role may be like one person's role, maybe like for him it is cooking is the job, chef, he may be a chef. Another person may be a barber or a butcher, it doesn't matter. We can just add on to whatever we are doing. We can do it in the best possible way while remembering that everything is Ishvara. And if we do that, each and every minute we do that, we'll feel our mind filled with happiness. Such a person, kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abitho brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. Such a person, like, he is devoid of kama krodham. He is devoid of kama krodham because kama krodham arises out of dvandva bhavam or dvaitam. When a person sees duality, that is when he gets attached and averted. So kama krodham is there only when a person is seeing duality. A person who is not seeing duality, a person who is remembering that everything is Ishvara, he is beyond kama krodham. He doesn't have any kama krodham. So such a person, kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam, person who has controlled his mind, who has fixed his mind onto Ishvara, and thereby beyond kama krodham, around such a person abhito brahma nirvanam vartate. Brahma nirvanam, anandam, will be dancing around such a person, because vidita atmanam, he has known the atman. And the same thing is being explained by Krishna in the second chapter as prasadam ragadvesha vyuktaistu vishyan indriyai charan atmavashyer vidheyatma prasadam adigacchati. A person who is devoid of ragadvesham, and then he enjoys all the pleasures of life while remembering that there is only Ishvara, which means beyond ragadvesham, or without ragadvesham he enjoys everything. Such a person gets the prasadam, the greatest gift from Ishvara, which is anandam, or prasade sarva dukkanam hanihi. That prasadam which completely eradicates dukkam. Dukkam is not there, and that purna dukkha vimochanam, the state where dukkam is completely gone and a person abides in bliss, that is the goal of life, and that is what is to be achieved through this vibhuti, whatever Krishna has given, explained this vibhuti. Vibhuti means everything is Ishvara. Maybe initially we can just remember few things. Oh, daily when we get up, prostrating, offering our prostrations to Surya, saying, oh Surya Bhagavan, you are Ishvara, let me prostrate you. Oh Agni, who are there through electric coil, doesn't matter whether it is electric coil or firewood, you are Agni. Oh Agni, Agni Bhagavan, you are Ishvara, I prostrate you. Oh Bhumi Devi, you are Ishvara, let me prostrate you. And this is not like you don't have to fall down, like you don't have to go outside the house and fall down. That's not what is meant here. You can just do it internally. Internally remembering that everything is Ishvara and prostrating everything with our heart. So prostration itself means just saying that, okay, you only exist. O Ishvara, yadyat karma karomi tattad akilam shambho tava aradhanam. Whatever I do, it is aradhanam, is your worship. Worship means the real worship, wherein a person remembers that everything is Ishvara. And that worship, when a person does, then irrespective of where he is, irrespective of what he is doing, he will ever be rejoicing in bliss. Yogaratova bhogaratova sangaratova sangavihinaha. So yogam, doing yogam, or bhogam, sangam, getting attached to people, asangam yasya brahmani ramate chittam. Asya chittam brahmani ramate, whose mind is fixed on Brahman, whose mind resides in Brahman. Of course, both almost mean the same thing, though the correct translation would be in whose mind Brahman resides. So yasya chittam brahmani ramate, whose mind is filled with Brahman, in whose mind Brahman is there, such a person, nandati nandati nandatyeva, he will ever rejoice in bliss. So here Krishna is speaking, or like he gets back onto the world and says that, okay, though Jagat is there and this transmigration is there, but still A person who sees Ishvara everywhere, that is true vision, that is real vision. Person who has this real vision, a person who remembers that everything is Ishvara and has this true vision, he'll go beyond duality and he'll be ever rejoicing in bliss. Yasya brahmane ramate chittam. One whose mind resides in Brahman, in whose mind Brahman is there, nandati nandati nandatyeva. Such a person will be ever rejoicing. And that is the goal of life. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to get that vision, the vision of seeing Ishvara everywhere that has been explained by Krishna here. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.